KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We have Congressman Marion Barry with us today. And Congressman, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bob. It's always nice to visit with you.
Something that came across that we were really excited about is something that you pushed through about an Arkansan, George Kell. Can you tell us about it?
For those that remember George Kell, he was he was an all-star third baseman. Played for a number of Major League Baseball teams, the Athletics, when they were in Philadelphia, and then the Tigers, the Red Sox, the White Sox, and the Orioles, and actually ended his career, I think, with the Orioles, and was also credited with being a mentor for Brooks Robinson. And of the 11 third basemen in baseball history, that have made the Hall of Fame, George Kell and Brooks Robinson are two of the 11, and they're both from Arkansas. So that's kind of an interesting fact. But he was not only a great athlete, but I think he did 40 years of broadcast after his playing career was over as the broadcast voice for the Detroit Tigers. And at all of this time, he still maintained a home in Swifton and maintained a great affection for Jackson County and all the area that he considered home. I'm familiar with his service on the Arkansas Highway Commission and his effort. We just finished another segment of the Interstate Highway US 67 that goes from Little Rock on up through Swifton and Newport and Walnut Ridge, and eventually we'll go all the way to the Missouri line. So those are exciting things that he did, and he did it because he cared an awful lot about his home and the people that he knew from Arkansas and just was a good family man. The last conversation I had with him, he was trying to help somebody that had a disability problem. And, that's just the kind of fellow he was. He was always looking out for someone else that, wasn't as fortunate as he was. So, he's just the kind of guy that deserves to be recognized, I think. And it doesn't happen that often. And it's fitting and proper that they had renamed the post office.
Also looking at the things going on, this health care. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, of course, the House wrote a bill and eventually passed it. I voted for it. There are a lot of things in the bill I liked, a lot of things I didn't like, a lot of things I think need to be changed. But this is such a critical issue for this country. We, right now, the United States as a nation and as a society spends twice as much as any other country in the world on health care. You are automatically putting yourself at a disadvantage in the international community when you do that. So we know that that's something that can't be sustained. And we also know that we can have good, high quality health care in this country, and do it cheaper and do it better. And so that's what this debate is all about. And there's been, you're talking about 1/6 of the economy of this country, which is something over $2 trillion a year. So there's an enormous amount of money involved. And anytime you've got that much money involved, you're going to have a bare knuckles, brawl about, how this should be done. And people are going to try to protect their economic interest. And that's to be expected. That's human nature. It's a debate. Probably the scope and the intensity has not been equaled in our history, with the exception of when slavery was still being considered and before and during the Civil War. So, it's a massive piece of legislation. It covers so many areas that it's impossible to do it on the back of an envelope. And so, you know, we're still working on it. The Senate now is expected to take all the time between now and Christmas, and very likely some after Christmas, before they're going to be able to bring anything to a vote over there, if they're able to do it at all. And so, you know, we just keep working and trying and see where we come out.
You know, when you look at the debate, though, that goes on, I mean, it is healthy for our country to debate these things. So, and that's where, I guess that's where it's ironed out. I know that both senators have took some heat because they voted to be open debate, but that's what the process is all about, and I don't quite understand why we are upset with getting it out of the committee to bring it out before discussion. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's my understanding. That was the intent of the founding fathers, that we have the ability to have that debate in public. And of course, we've had, you know, endless meetings, town hall meetings, even before it ever left the House. And the goal by some, you know, the people that don't want any changes, but what doesn't come out very often is that if there are no changes made to the healthcare system and we leave it just like it is today, then the cost of that system is going to continue to escalate to the degree when no one can afford it. It's not going to be just the people that are doing pretty good or lucky enough to have a job that provides them with good insurance. We were all elected to do the best we knew how about the public policy of this country and as it affects our own district, and see how it comes out.
Well, also with the Blue Dogs, I know that you have stood your ground on being able to pay for it. And that's something that you've talked about a lot. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, this bill was paid for. There's been a lot made of the two things that they did to pay for it. There were some reductions in Medicare. And that was about half of the cost of the bill. And then the other thing was that the Medicare Advantage plans that some people have, not that many in Arkansas, but some people have them. And they were overpaid by Medicare by 24%, I believe it is. It's a lot of money, 22%. But so that cost something over $30 billion a year, half of what we did to pay for the bill. And there are also some, you know, we negotiate with the drug companies for Medicare prescription drug prices, which saves about $13 billion a year. Actually, there's another way we can do that to save another $20 or $30 billion a year, but that what we did saves 13, so that is connected to Medicare also. But you know, then there are some taxes that I just don't appreciate, and really, even though I voted for the bill, I don't support those taxes. I think there's a better way to pay for the bill than raising taxes on somebody. So you know, that remains to be seen. That's not in the Senate bill, and I don't expect it to be in the final bill if they're eventually.
Well, it's going to be something to see. Debate will continue. This, as you said, is probably the most highly debated subject in our history of our country.
And politically, one of the most contentious.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure is.
Well, Congressman, I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you taking time and talking with us. Some great information there in healthcare, but also the George Kell Post Office, a great Arkansan for sure. Thank you, Congressman.
Sure thing. Nice talk to you, Bob.